In the latest, Soca 5-0 postponed to tomorrow, Tuesday. Barbados records its 28th homicide for the year so far. Calls being made for the location of the Pick of the Crop competition to be revisited. Police report no major incidents during the four-day morning jam. Bangladesh anti-government protests have killed over 70 people so far. Good morning, Maurice Norville. For the details, the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. The threat of severe weather last night prompted the postponement of the Soca 5-0 event at the National Botanical Gardens. Soca 5-0 had already started when the Met Department issued an orange alert and warned of approaching severe thunderstorm activity. Director of Met Services, Sabu Best, subsequently explained that most of the severe weather had shifted and passed just north of Barbados. Soca 5-0 is now expected to take place tomorrow, Tuesday. Meantime, Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrahams, has dismissed as fake news and a fabrication a graphic in circulation seeking to suggest that Grand Cadoumet has been postponed. Also in the news this morning, Barbados recorded its 28th homicide for the year. A 20-year-old man was fatally shot at Cutting Road Haggart Hall in St. Michael. The deceased has been identified by a close family member as Amar O'Brien Douglas of Dash Valley in St. George. Police say a group of men was liming at a blocked area known as Camp Survival near Cutting Road. And around 1 p.m., a motor car approached and two men got out of the vehicle and opened fire, causing the crowd to scatter. The now deceased man was hit and fell to the ground. He was transported by a private motor vehicle to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he was pronounced dead by medical officials. Calls are being made for the location of the Pick of the Crop competition to be revisited. This year's winner, Adrian Clark, says the current venue is unsuitable for both the artists and the patrons. He believes the location and the weather contributed to some challenges on competition night. His comments followed concerns about the venues from the public on mainstream and social media.
I didn't like it last year either, and we moved a little further around from where we were last year. The rain made it even worse. When you have areas where it's going to be mud, and a number of us were quite miserable having to traverse through the mud and stuff to get to the stage and your costumes, etc. It's kind of a bit of an issue. I don't like the venue. Definitely not for the Pick of the Crop competition, because it's a mature people coming, some of them not being able to stand for long, traversing to get to the seating area, etc. People slipping and sliding because of the rain, etc. We live in the tropics. Crop Over is held during the hurricane season. I think we really need to look at having venues for these sort of things that would be prepared. Kensington, for example, I think is our better choice right now.
Winner of the Pick of the Crop competition, Adrian Clark, and veteran calypso artist Colin Spencer, who has participated in the competition for 27 years, shares similar sentiments. He says the event has been around too long to be experiencing so many challenges.
For me, it is amazing and annoying at the same time that an event that is this old has not yet settled down. It is an annual event. There's some things that are going to be the same every year. I mean, you can't have an event where you turn up to prepare to go and perform your song. There's no electricity. There are no lights in the room where you're being housed. That don't make no sense. Every year, the technical rehearsal and the grand rehearsal starts late. Look at the finals this year. What started at what time? An hour and a half late. And then the technical issues. It's not good enough.
Veteran calypso artist Colin Spencer. Former band leader Richard Haynes is calling for more young band leaders to be involved in the Crop Over Festival. Speaking on VOB's Brass Stack Sunday program, Mr. Haynes, the veteran leader of the now-defunct Beige International Band, which was operating for over 20 years, said that youth participation is crucial for the festival's growth and relevance.
My one fear is that I see very few young entrepreneurs jumping into the actual action these days, right, into the business of Crop Over. They're one or two promoters, but in terms of band leaders, there are very few young band leaders out there. You know, when Baird started, we were in our young 20s, and we did things very differently. And we were quite controversial and got a lot of talk about it. But, you know, we managed to change the direction and to evolve things and to lead a change in Crop Over. And I think right now it's time again for young entrepreneurs to jump in so that 50 years from now, it keeps evolving, keeps fresh.
He believes that a lack of support from the business sector may have led to a decrease in young entrepreneurs wanting to get involved in Kadoomant.
25 years ago when we started, corporate Barbados was a lot more friendly to the festival and to entertainment in general. And my thinking, this may not be the actual fact, but what I've seen happen over the years is that most of the businesses that would have supported Crop Over and similar festivals over the years were owned by Barbadians. So there was that vested interest in our festival. You know, they had a passion for a festival. All the major businesses, or most of them, have been sold. You know, you look at Banks Breweries, you look at Mount Gay, you look at most of these big companies. Anson Macau, you know, has bought over Brighton Stores, and we have become a number on a spreadsheet. And the truth is that before, when companies would invest in bands, they would get the tax write-off, but then they would reduce their advertising budget and see it as a real advertising opportunity for their business. Nowadays, it's all about sales.
Veteran band leader of the now-defunct Beige International Band, Richard Haynes. Well, the Barbados Police reports no major incidents during this year's four-day morning jam. Police Public Affairs and Communications Officer Inspector Rodney Innes told Starcom Network News the police service will be out in their numbers to ensure the safety of all during the Grand Kadoomant today.
Just from reports reaching my desk, thus far there haven't been any major incidents at 4 a.m. morning. We are pleased and we are happy to how things have gone thus far, and we encourage the general public to continue to keep the good behavior, especially during, of course, the big event, Kadoomant Morning and Kadoomant Day. Keep it that way. It makes it easier for us. We will still be out in our numbers, and we want to reassure your safety.
Police Public Affairs and Communications Officer, Inspector Rodney Innes. Veteran band leader Anthony Lane is concerned that the number of people participating in Grand Kadoomant is dwindling and is significantly impacting the bands. Mr. Lane, who is the former president of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, believes more needs to be done to attract more visitors to the island for the Crop Over Festival.
We are faced with a very serious situation, you know, very serious situation. We have said throughout the years that the number was reducing all the time. And if we don't do something about it, we are going to be in serious problems, you know. And this year, we can see the difference. There'll probably be about 5,000 people on the road. I could be wrong, but I feel that's what the number would look like on the road, or less, right? Or less. So that would tell you that we are faced with a very serious problem. We have to look at it. It's very concerning to me. I know it's concerning to other band leaders and stakeholders as well. So this is serious in terms of Kadoomant Day. The bands are suffering. Over the years, I've never seen it like this. Numbers are very, very, very low. So that is something that we need really to look at and to sit down with the stakeholders. And I'm calling on the powers that be, all the stakeholders, that we got to sit down and look at this Kadoomant Day critically.
Contact band leader Anthony Lane. At least 76 people have been killed in Bangladesh amid worsening clashes between police and anti-government protesters. The unrest comes as student leaders have declared a campaign of civil disobedience to demand that the Prime Minister step down. 13 police officers were killed when thousands of people attacked a police station. And the student protest started with a demand to abolish quotas in civil service jobs last month, but has now turned into a wider anti-government movement. In the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the threat of severe weather last night prompted the postponement of the Soca 5-0 event at the National Botanical Gardens. Soca 5-0 is now expected to take place tomorrow, Tuesday. Barbados has recorded its 28th homicide for the year so far. And calls are being made for the location of the Pick of the Crop competition. to be revisited. Police report no major incidents during the four-day morning jam. Bangladesh anti-government protests have killed over 70 people. 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Maurice Norville. A good morning to you. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen to the Starcom Network stations or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.